and we want to bring you an update this morning on a report from earlier in the week. We told the story of Army Sergeant Vanessa Williams, who became seriously ill while serving in Iraq last spring. She returned to Boston, where she was struggling to find a home. NPR's Anthony Brooks has the latest now.
4 months ago in the Iraqi desert, 41-year-old Army Sergeant Vanessa Turner suffered a severe allergic reaction that left her in a coma on the verge of death. She survived, but with nerve damage in one leg and other health problems. Since she returned to Boston last July, she's battled VA hospital bureaucracy and a shortage of affordable housing. For 2 months, she and her teenage daughter have slept on friends' couches and floors, shuffling their bags from apartment to apartment. A break finally came yesterday when the manager of a low-income housing development said she had a vacancy. As Sergeant Turner waited to see the apartment, she was still apprehensive.
Kind of excited because I don't know what she's going to say to me today, but I just hope it's the end of the road for searching for a roof over our heads.
Uh-huh. This is nice.
The search was finally over. An affordable, federally subsidized 3-bedroom apartment, which Turner will share with her daughter, her sister, and 2 nieces. She's relieved, but says it shouldn't have taken 2 months.
I thought it was a bit much, but I'm happy now that I have some place to call my own, and my daughter also. Don't have to be going in and out of bags. Now she has her own little room, so it's very important.
While veterans make up just 9% of the nation's population, they represent 28% of the total homeless population. In a sense, Turner was lucky. Her story attracted national media attention and help from a state senator who wrote a letter on her behalf to the managers of the housing development, which has a waiting list of some 1,000 applicants.
So I did have a little bit of edge, even though it was still hard, but I still had an edge, and I'm very grateful for that. And I thank God for that. Hopefully this story can do something for homeless vets. There's no reason for us to be homeless. There's a veteran out there right now sleeping in a cardboard box who has nobody to help him.
Advocates say Vanessa Turner may have been one of the first Iraqi war vets to find herself without a home, however briefly. But she won't be the last. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.